It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. In the debate over immigration reform, border security has risen as an issue of concern, and that makes it an issue for Michigan, which has 721 miles of border with Canada. Republican U.S. Representative Candace Miller serves as the chair of the Subcommittee on Border and Maritime Security, and she's calling for a comprehensive examination of border security. She joins us now. Congresswoman, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Jen. Delighted to join with you.
So why is border security a part of the debate around immigration reform?
A critical component of having a comprehensive immigration reform bill actually pass is that members of Congress and the American people would feel a very high degree of confidence that our borders are secure. That really means all of our borders as well. I mean, I know that the nation and, you know, we always see pictures on TV or different things where you see all these illegals coming across the desert, et cetera. But, you know, we have the southern border, of course, that we're very focused on, but we have the northern border. Michigan, of course, is a northern border state. And then we have our coastal borders. We can think about our ports and the tremendous amount of container ships and various things that are entering into our nation. So a lot of different components to it all.
Do you have specific concerns about Michigan's border security?
Michigan's border security in the last number of years, several years, has really improved, I would say, rather dramatically. Now, for instance, in Michigan, we are host to the two busiest border crossings on the northern tier of our nation. The Ambassador Bridge is literally the busiest artery on the northern tier of the nation, and then followed very closely by the Blue Water Bridge, which is actually in my congressional district in the Port Huron area. That's the second busiest border crossing on the northern tier, and the only one that you can transit hazardous material across as well.
Do you feel you have the resources necessary to secure those borders, or do you think additional investments are needed?
Well, we have made a tremendous amount of investment, particularly since 9/11. You can think about the amounts of Border Patrol agents, as I say, that we've increased, CBP that we've increased, Coast Guard that we've increased, the kinds of technology that we have put forward, unmanned aerial vehicles, these UAVs for Border Patrol utilization. These had great success in theater, actually, in Afghanistan and Iraq, and now we're utilizing them for border security. So we have done a tremendous amount. And actually, look, I think for the last few years, anyway, Congress has really been thinking about border security chiefly in terms of resources. Again, how many agents, how many miles of fence, technology, those are very important things. But really, we need to be asking ourselves the question, what does a secure border actually look like? I mean, how do we use the resources at our disposal to get there? And then finally, what is the best way for us to measure the outcome?
How do you think you can measure whether or not a border is secure enough?
There's various ways, and every part of the border is not as critical as maybe another part. I just recently had a hearing on this, and essentially the United States Border Patrol, I said to them, how do you see a secure border? I mean, what do you think a secure border looks like? They actually testified, the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol said that 90% effectiveness would be their goal in high traffic areas. If we can get to 90%, that is I think it's an achievable goal, a reachable goal. And again, you have to look at it sort of in a holistic way from the border security standpoint. You look at the ports of entry, between the ports of entry, I'm talking about the desert or other wide open areas, and then again in the maritime environment as well, in the maritime domain.
Candace Miller is a Republican representing Michigan's 10th Congressional District. She also chairs the Subcommittee on Border and Maritime Security. Congresswoman, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Jen. Appreciate it.